You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
A lot going on in Montgomery these days, and joining us now to talk a little bit more about some of that, Bill Britz, our friend from ALReporter.com. Bill, good morning. Thanks for being back with me.
Good morning, JT. Always a pleasure. Enjoy your
yes,
show.
Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you so much. Tough day yesterday for our Secretary of State, John Merrill, as at first he denied the allegations that came out about an affair, and then later in the day came back and said, all right, I admit it. This all started with this 44-year-old woman. Apparently they've been having this affair. It wasn't a one-time deal for, what, 3 years? Started back in 2017?
Yeah, that's what she said, that this has been an ongoing affair. It is a tragic tale of how a man's life is destroyed by bad decisions. John Merrill has been a very good public servant, in my estimation, the best Secretary of State we've ever had, hardworking guy. But these guys, sometimes they just can't handle it. They get some power, get some popularity, and next thing you know, they're cheating on their wives and doing all kinds of crazy things that just generally is not acceptable. I mean, it may be different right. for some folks, but generally speaking, you know, these are just sad and discouraging things. Politics is a nasty business. John Merrill is getting ready to announce his bid to run for the U.S. Senate to replace Senator Shelby. All those dreams are over.
Yeah, you know, we're all full of sin in our lives. We recognize that, and thank God for the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, being Absolutely. Able to move forward and change our lives. But, you know, lust is one of the big ones that men face every day, and the temptation from the devil in our lives on those types of things is constant. The dark side does not want us to succeed in our walk with Christ, in our lives with our families and our businesses, and we're under constant attack. And I talk about it a lot, but you really have to put the armor on and pray for protection when it comes to even making your own decisions. Sometimes
that's right.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you're right. I mean, this thing, you know, really is, the temptation is out there. I mean, and like you said, there, but for the grace of God, go I. And like I said, I've always found John Merrill to be a great public servant.
Right.
And these temptations, I mean, this is not his first time. You know, we had where he admitted right. to another affair because it was part of a case. And I had hoped and prayed that he was doing better. But listen, when you get people in power, there are women that are drawn to power, men that are drawn to power, and it opens the door, like you said, for all kinds of temptations that most normal folks don't have the opportunity for. So that right. is one of the problems in this business. Money, power, sex, drugs, it's all here in abundance.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, this is not the first time John had to admit back at, what was it, in 2015, he was involved in a separate scandal after this right. other woman alleged that she had sex with him. And back in 2010, he denied the encounter, but then, you know, went that far, later interviewed by AL.com, said, yeah, we did some things, but not everything. But, you know, and here we are right. again, a three-year affair. You know, going from November 2017 to November 2020, this was not just a one-off here. And John conducting business as usual, and as you said, doing a great job as far as his job goes with the, right. the state of Alabama. I thought he's one of the best secretary of states and is actually, you know, on a board and on a national board to bring integrity back to state elections and national right. elections. He's a smart man. He's a friend. And, you know, I hate he's going through this, but... Yeah, he's definitely obviously pulling away from elected, life and his, I'm just curious, do you think he will remain as Secretary of State or will he walk away from that?
Well, I don't see anyone being able to force him out. I mean, that's a real long, right, drawn out process. Now, it depends on how much friends advise him and enemies come after him. That is yet to be seen. Because, again, hard to get somebody out of office like that. Right. And it raises the question of how much emphasis do we put on adultery and in this modern era where we've seen this time and again with politicians, both Republican and Democrat. Right. And, you know, there was a time if an official had been married twice, they couldn't be elected. Now, right, that's not, right, true anymore.
There's also no laws against having an affair in the state of Alabama. But if, right, you used your job or any funds tied to the office to, you know, like Bentley using his office, you know, transportation vehicles to facilitate the affair, that may be an issue here. So, Bill, I just have one last question concerning John Merrill, Secretary of State, who admitted yesterday to having this affair with this woman for quite some time, 3 years. As to what the motivation in your mind would be for this woman to come out and talk about this being a personal matter between her and him, disgruntled lover thinking they were in love, something different. John made her mad. Why would somebody come out and do this, especially with the timing where he was about to announce running for the U.S. Senate seat?
Well, in politics, we very rarely see coincidence, but I don't know for sure. Again, she doesn't claim to be a victim. She was a willing participant. And as to her motivation, the tape that was out there seemed to indicate he was trying to break it off. I can't guess at why. But in politics, timing is everything, as they say. So this probably would have come out anyway, but that it came out when it did does raise some suspicions in my mind.
Well, we wish him the best in getting his life back together with him and his family. And yeah. All right, moving forward, let's talk about the Alabama medical marijuana bill. Passed another legislative hurdle, so we're moving in the right direction. I'm for medical marijuana in the state of Alabama. I don't know why we aren't pushing this, and it's a no-brainer to me that if we can benefit medically to help people with marijuana, where's the rub here? So good news, right, so far?
Yeah, I think so. I'm like you. Anything we can do to alleviate pain and suffering, it's a plant. You know, it's been used for hundreds of years. Thousands of years, probably, or at least thousands of years, for medical purposes to relieve pain and suffering. Most states have it now. I think we should have it as well as an option for folks. It's a very restrictive bill. There's no smoking it or any, right, of that. There's no cookies or sweet things. It passed out of the Judiciary Committee in the House. Now it goes to the House Health Committee. I don't have any real insight into how that will go, but it looks like the bill has momentum. So, you know, it looks good at this point. But as we know in politics, anything can change at any moment at the whim of a few people.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's talk about the lottery bill. I mean, it's been a long time since the voters had any say in this. I guess we go back to 1999 with Don Siegelman when he was governor. Right. But Governor Kay Ivey wants the voters to have their say on whether or not we do the lottery. But it was supposed to have a vote yesterday. What happened in the Senate?
Well, you know, after some 3 hours of debate, the simple lottery bill, which was a straightforward bill put together by Senator Jim McClendon out of Springville, it just didn't go anywhere. I mean, it went a little ways, but getting the entire package passed just didn't have the votes. And so it was left to the call of the chair, which means this could be brought back up today. I mean, there's nothing that says it won't be brought up today. My sense, and from what I'm talking to people in Montgomery, what I'm hearing is that they're going to try to bring back Del Marsh's comprehensive plan. You know, I had Governor Kay Ivey on our show, The Voice of Alabama Politics, last Sunday, and she said she wanted to see a comprehensive plan that would benefit the state of Alabama and put all these issues to bed in one fell swoop. She said she was going to dig in her heels. And as I said to her at the time, Governor, when you dig in your heels, things seem to happen.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get this to the voters and let the people of Alabama decide on this one way or another. All right. Thank you so much, Bill Britt, dalereporter.com. We'll do it again soon. Appreciate you.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.